WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville, again in the news today. Opponents to the city's proposed removal of the Lee statue will get a hearing in court. And a couple of white supremacists who defended that statue in the violent August 12th rally are getting pressed through the court system. Also, it's Anna Sira versus the SPCA. Who will provide animal services for the city of Harrisonburg in the future? We take a look. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, September 1st. Good morning.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
A judge is set to hear arguments in a lawsuit over Charlottesville's decision to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Attorneys for both sides will be in court Friday for a hearing on whether the lawsuit should proceed. The city has asked that it be dismissed. A group of plaintiffs that includes local residents and the Virginia Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans sued after Charlottesville City Council voted earlier this year to remove the statue. They say that decision violates a state law on memorials for war veterans. The controversy sparked the August 12th white supremacist rally that descended into violent chaos. Charlottesville has since shrouded the monument with black tarp as a symbol of mourning for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed. Also, a judge has denied bond for white supremacist Christopher Cantwell, who faces felony charges in connection with a torchlit rally at the University of Virginia the night before that violent rally. The judge reversed a lower court's decision Thursday that had set bond at $25,000. The judge ruled Cantwell is a flight risk and his hate speech makes him a threat to others. Cantwell told the Associated Press he pepper-sprayed a counter-demonstrator in self-defense during an August 11th protest the day before the much larger white supremacist rally. Also Thursday, Ku Klux Klan member Richard Wilson Preston Jr. of Baltimore, who was charged with firing a gun during the rally, made an initial court appearance. He appeared via video. Bond was not set because he does not have an attorney. Gas prices jumped 5 cents yesterday in Virginia, and they are expected to keep rising. That's because flooding in Texas has caused officials to shut down a major pipeline running gas from the Gulf Coast to the East Coast. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
AAA doesn't predict gas shortages in the region, but analysts do expect prices to jump by as much as 25 cents a gallon. The Colonial Pipeline is the primary provider of gasoline for this region and was shut down because of Tropical Storm Harvey.
We don't know how much damage has been done to the refineries. We don't know how much damage has been done to infrastructure.
Martha Mead is with AAA Mid-Atlantic. She says the unknowns mean prices could go even higher.
Other things impacting their ability to restart will be whether employees can get to the platforms to work and whether the product can be shipped out.
The good news is that gas inventory nationwide is at a five-year high, and Virginia has already started to pull extra supply from the Northeast. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Immigration issues remain a flashpoint in American politics as leaders in Washington debate everything from building a wall to deporting immigrants who are here illegally. Now, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, it's an issue that is stealing the spotlight in the campaign for governor.
Ayes 20, noes 20.
Ayes 20, noes 20. The chair votes no. The bill does not pass.
That was the sound of Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam breaking a tie in the state Senate to defeat a bill ostensibly cracking down on sanctuary cities, although critics say it was aimed more at politics than policy. Now Republican candidate for governor Ed Gillespie is seizing on that moment from February in a new attack ad, accusing Northam of voting in favor of sanctuary cities. Bob Denton at Virginia Tech says it's a clever strategy.
It certainly plays to the Trump supporters and voters, which are going to be essential for Gillespie specifically, because some of the, as we know in terms of Corey Stewart supporters and what have you, had some concerns about Gillespie.
The bill Northam broke the tie vote on essentially said that no local government should do anything that restricts enforcement of federal immigration laws. So far, there are no local governments that are doing anything to restrict the enforcement of federal immigration laws. So Democrats say the law wasn't needed for anything except teeing up a campaign ad. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says,
in many ways, though, that's not the point here. It isn't that we have a big problem with sanctuary cities in Virginia. It's that this is an issue that resonates with Republican Party base voters, and Ed Gillespie needs them.
People define sanctuary cities a variety of ways. If the definition is a city that defies federal immigration law, then Virginia has no sanctuary cities. But if the definition is a city that refuses to detain some immigrants until federal officials can arrive to pick them up, well, Virginia has several of those. But they're not violating any law by refusing to hold suspects without a warrant. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, earlier this year, the Harrisonburg City Council received an unsolicited proposal from Anasira Veterinary Center to take over animal sheltering services for the city, which the Rockingham-Harrisonburg SPCA has provided for both the city and Rockingham County for decades. In July, the city opened a bidding period for the contract, and that period ended yesterday. WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz reports.
On a weekday morning at Anasira Veterinary Center in Harrisonburg, staff are hard at work.
All of them have made each other mad, so handle with care.
In a nearby room, a cat is having a dental procedure. In another, Dr. Emily Beichel is in surgery.
This is just a canine spay, so I'm taking out her uterus.
The center is now located in what used to be a trendy doctor's office, and Anasira, which opened in 2005 as the Shenandoah Valley Spay Neuter Clinic, has converted its previous facility into a shelter. That's where founding president and CEO Kate LeMond wants to base their open admission shelter for the city of Harrisonburg to take over the service that has been handled by the Rockingham-Harrisonburg SPCA since the mid-1970s. At the center of the debate over service is the current overall euthanasia rate at the SPCA.
It's 51%, which is certainly very concerning to us, and we find that unacceptable. It's 2017. Times have changed.
Anasira's bid is for 25% less money than the city currently pays the SPCA for animal sheltering services, and LeMond expects that even as an open admission facility, it will be able to reduce the euthanasia rate for animals from the city to less than 10%, based on the so-called no-kill model in other cities.
There are going to be a certain percentage of animals that are critically injured or terminally ill, so we wouldn't eliminate it. But we would follow the true definition of euthanasia, which means to relieve an animal of its suffering, a mercy death, if you will.
Good boy, Kermit. Honestly, the term that I've used, it feels like a hostile takeover.
That's Joe Benjamin, Adoption Rescue Coordinator for the Rockingham-Harrisonburg SPCA. Their current contract with the city for more than $282,000 accounts for nearly a third of the SPCA's annual budget. She is skeptical that Anasira can reach its low euthanasia goals. Reducing those rates, she adds, is also the SPCA's goal.
Honestly, that's what we're working towards every day. The opposite of no-kill is not pro-kill. We would struggle to fathom how they would be open admission, no kill in this area with the numbers of animals that we have coming in that are medically compromised and unable to be adopted out or behaviorally compromised. I don't know how they would work differently with aggressive dogs that we see in here or what they would do with feral cats.
But Anasira says its model of community partnership will work.
We work with over 90 animal welfare organizations up and down the East Coast. So through those partnerships, we're able to transfer animals. We also work well with our community as far as having a large number of foster homes and also adopters.
Both Anasira and the SPCA have their own ideas for each other. Anasira's Kate LeMond suggests dividing and conquering.
We hope that by working together, so the SPCA serving the county, Anasira serving the city, that by dividing that tremendous responsibility of caring for all these animals, that the SPCA will be able to better serve the county, with that being their primary focus.
The SPCA's Joe Benjamin suggests that Anasira should just operate as a rescue group.
The rescue part of their adoption center could accept animals from a shelter like ours and adopt them out to interested adopters in a local area.
But it's the contract that's on the table, and City Council will decide who gets it. Councilmember George Hirschman expects that decision to come in September.
Personally, I try to consider all of it, including attitude. So you have people that have been servicing the city for a while, at times not the very best job, but trying to improve. And you have some people that are pretty much moving into the business, want to be the new kid on the block, and allege that they can provide better services and lower costs. And regardless of what the decision is, there's going to be some happy people and some not so happy people.
Councilmember Richard Baugh is concerned about the current euthanasia rate.
I continue to find myself sort of scratching my head as to why we're not doing better. why would I assume that our community is somehow more difficult, that our citizens are less cooperative or less caring for their animals, or that the animals are somehow more surly? For me, it really is about wanting to see a particular approach toward euthanasia that seems to have been successful in a lot of places and seems to be the model that everybody's moving toward.
Anasir has planned, and Ba plans to attend, a luncheon presentation on September 7 called Journey to No Kill, about initiatives in Lynchburg, which they say have reduced that city's euthanasia rate to 6%. The city council next meets the following week, on September 12. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
And you can learn more about that story at our website, WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me, and enjoy your Friday and Labor Day weekend.